Council members are hoping a show of financial support for a new hospital will send a message to the province. Budget committee voted Thursday to make its first contribution to the Orillia Hospital Reserve in the amount of $250,000. That money would be transferred from the 2 Hunter Valley Reserve, which is no longer needed since the city sold the Nordia property. Count. Ted Emmon said the move would support the mayor's appeal to the province with respect to our need and at this time, I think, would reinforce with the hospital administration and board our commitment to moving forward. Count. Tim Lauer wasn't sold on the reserve contribution. We need to get into the real world on this one. I'm in complete support of a new hospital, for sure. But the reality is when this happens, if it happens, this is a $60, $70, $80 million commitment, he said. Putting $250,000 in the reserve, a one-time shot, may be good for some optics, I guess, but I don't see the value in this. I don't see the value in tying up reserves we need now just for optics. Mayor Steve Clark felt differently. We do have to do something with the 2 Hunter Valley Reserve, he said. Giving the hospital an indication of financial support, even if it's on a relatively micro scale, is quite meaningful. Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital is looking to build a new facility on a new site to address pressures relating to growth and aging infrastructure. Emmond, City Council's representative on the new hospital steering committee, said a potential location will not be determined until the province responds to the hospital's Stage 1 submission. That decision will indicate the support of the province for a new hospital on a new site or, potentially, as was the case in Collingwood, a renovated hospital, an expanded hospital, on the current site, he said. Hospital and city officials have had discussions about potential sites, but it would be premature to identify any of those, Emmon said. Operating budget discussions wrapped up this week. The capital budget will be discussed next week. All decisions require ratification at a special council meeting December 6.